Hi, welcome to this week's Shahira's Chatcast. My name is Megan Harvey. I'm your host. This week, we welcome guest Jessica Cox. Jessica Cox is a motivational speaker. She is the world's first licensed armless pilot. She is also the first armless black belt in the American Taekwondo Association. She is the subject of an amazing documentary, Right Footed, a documentary film about Jessica Cox, and has just recently written a book, Disarm Your Limits. We are so happy to have her on the podcast today. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Shahira's Podcast. We want to empower young girls of all backgrounds to dream big, explore their interests, and passionately pursue non-traditional careers. On the Shahira's Podcast, we hope to help girls imagine their own potential by sharing the stories of exceptional, successful women role models across all fields, like Sally Ride. We believe if you can't see it, you can't be it. Welcome to the Shahira's Podcast.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for being on. I know that you have a super busy schedule right now, so I appreciate you taking some time to sit down and chat with us. I was going over your bio and just everything you have going on, and coming up with questions to ask you was a challenge because I didn't even know where to start. You've done so much, you know. So thank you, and let's get started. The first thing I wanted to ask you about was basically, just tell me a little bit about your childhood and your how your disability influenced the way you learned how to face challenges and just the outlook you had on life in general that eventually led you to all the amazing things you've accomplished as an adult.
Well, naturally, it was, I think it was a progression of figuring out how to do something and building the resilience. That one activity, whether it was just learning how to get dressed, and those skills follow you through any challenge you face. And so I think because of my disability of not having arms, I think it's allowed me to build a better resilience towards challenges because since day one, I've had to adapt in a way unlike most people who have two hands or two arms. And with that adaptation came more persistence. You start to develop more strategies of how to accomplish it, a certain task. And those very things that you learn during the critical years, you end up carrying through with other challenges in life through adulthood.
So do you think it's basically just what seemed like small things, those challenges kind of changed your pattern of thinking for everything that you came across, basically, as you continued to get older?
Yes, exactly. For example, some people, they approach a challenge and they're immediately looking for, you know, an excuse or a reason why this is not going to work. I've had to, not out of choice, but also because I had the support. When I approach a challenge or a new obstacle, I look at it in a way, how can I get this accomplished? How can I accomplish this task? And what creativity is going to need to be involved? So that's my immediate mindset. It's like a strategic approach to things that maybe not everyone has developed as far, but it's a learned trait, so it's something everyone can develop. And that's what I do as a speaker, is I try and teach that way of thinking.
That's fabulous. That, you know, that actually brings me to another question. Is one of the many things you're doing now is you're a keynote speaker and you travel everywhere and speak to people all over. I'd love to know what have been some of the most memorable moments of your keynote speeches that you've done, some of the people you've met, some of the people that you've inspired or have inspired you?
Oh, I've had many, many occasions where people have come up to me all over the world who have a similar disability, who are born without arms. And I think it's their stories and that experience and the reassurance that I give them, which is priceless. And it's really the way to explain that kind of reward that comes with giving them that inspiration. And it's in a similar way, it's the same inspiration I attained from my own mentor as a teenager and looking up to her and seeing all she had accomplished, knowing I very well can accomplish that as well. And that reassurance is what I'm able to give when I meet with these particular individuals who, after I've spoken or before I speak, hear that I'm in their country or their city, and they come seek me out and tell me their story. One story, which is unforgettable, was from a woman in Ghana, and she was born without arms like me, maybe 5 to 7 years older. But her story was very unfortunate, because when she was born, her community encouraged her mother to abandon her daughter in the wilderness because of her disability. And there's still these stigmas that exist today about disability. Her mother chose not to do that, but her father left, blaming her mother for giving birth to a child like Louisa without arms, with a disability. And so her mother was a single mom left to raise Louisa in hiding. And fortunately she did. Now Louisa's in her 30s, late 30s, maybe early 40s, and she's a teacher. She's changing the lives of so many children just by being her own self and being a positive light to so many and being okay with her difference. But she wouldn't have even been given that opportunity to live if it was up to the social stigmas that existed in that community and still do, I'm sure, in other places around the world.
Oh, I'm sure. That, you know, that's an amazing story, because it's hard to imagine not only the way her life has turned out, but all the lives of all the children she's affected that would have never been touched by her had her mother gone along with that stigma. That's an amazing story.
Yes, it is.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, and I usually ask all my guests, because here at Shaheroes, that's one of the things we celebrate, is not only being a Shahero, but the women who have been Shaheroes for you. And you talked a little bit about, you mentioned your mentor. Tell us a little bit about some of the Shaheroes that you had growing up that helped inspire you and helped you through your adolescence and teen years and, you know, finding your path.
Well, my mentor, funny that I'm talking about her because today is her birthday. She's probably 7, 8 years older than me, and I got to send her a text right now. I may have to do that right when I get off this call with you, let her know happy birthday. But she, what inspired me about her is when I was a teenager, naturally the whole dating scene was a question of, you know, am I going to find the right guy? Am I going to be able to get married? Will I have kids? And she was married at the time when I saw her on TV. And not only that, but she had 2 young children that she was taking care of. And when I later met her, she was, I think a single mom. So she was having to take care of these kids on her own. And it just really inspired me to see that here is someone just like me and taking care of her son, changing his diaper, carrying him. She had an older son who was about 6 years old. She was helping him get dressed and doing all these kind of things that a parenting role would expect, but she did it all with her feet. And so that was what inspired me about her.
That is amazing. That we recently saw some photos of you that went hugely viral, of you meeting with a young 3-year-old. Speaking of mm-hmm. Shaheroes and you being a Shahero, I believe her name was Ruth Evelyn. And kind of what was it like for you to kind of reverse roles and be that image of everything that you can still accomplish to someone younger than you, substantially, you know? And because from what I read, this was her first experience seeing anyone that looked like her. What was that like for you?
Yeah, well, I have to say there's nothing more rewarding than that experience. And I didn't know this until later. Funny thing, when I was reading, and I think it's on today.com, so it's on the Today, mm-hmm. Today Show page. Anyway, I was just reading in some of these articles, and I knew nothing about this because her mom didn't tell me. Her mom and I are texting back and forth now, but apparently when she took R.E. Ruth Evelyn home after meeting me, Ruth Evelyn just kept saying, "She's just like me. She's just like me. She doesn't have arms." And at the young age of 3, making that connection, obviously, you know, some people don't credit 3-year-olds much for being that smart, but that was a very powerful thing for her. And when I heard that after reading an article, instead of hearing it from her mom, but I read it in an article, I was like, Wow, that must have really been impacting, and there's no greater reward for me to be able to be that person for her in her life so that she can go along if she ever has a question or needs some kind of reassurance. She could always, have me.
I love hearing that. And one of the amazing things about you is, so just living a good, strong, healthy, happy life is an inspiration for someone like Ruth Evelyn as it is. But for you, you've taken it so much further. And I kind of want to go into the next series of questions I had, which is you're not just inspiring people and living a healthy, happy life, but you're actually out there. You're a pilot. You're a black belt. Things that girls without disabilities can find challenging to accomplish. So I kind of wanted to ask you about a couple of those things. For instance, just female pilots are in short supply as it is. So that's something that girls find challenging as it is, but you opted to learn to fly. I'd love to know kind of what motivated you. Was it something you always wanted to do? What, where did that come from? And what do you want to do with your pilot license? I mean, are there trips, travels you want to do in the future that you're looking forward to?
Well, it'd be wonderful if you could mention, because I am only a sport pilot, so I essentially do this as a hobby, kind of like a hobbyist pilot, not someone who's taken it to a professional level. But for me, though, I have used aviation in a way that has inspired so many people to see past their limits, and I've decided to take it to a larger, broader reach. And next spring, April or May of next year, I think we were tentatively saying May 1st, we want to start a cross-country flight, stopping in at schools and airports along the way, and go from coast to coast, the whole stretch of the country, which I have yet to do. And because obviously the airplane's not like a jet, you can't just cross the country. We'd have to stop in places to fuel up and along the way do motivational talks in schools throughout the country. That's what we're hoping to do. We are trying to reach out, and if your database or people that you reach and touch, if there's anyone listening who's interested in being a part of this cross-country flight, please stay tuned to our website and as well as our social media through Facebook, and we'll be reaching out to states across the country to see where there is an interest for me to do a motivational talk, and we're hoping to plan out that cross-country flight.
I love that, and we will definitely, when we publish the podcast, I'll make sure that I include links to your website and all the social media pages as well, with a special note for people involved in schools or teachers to reach out. And I'll connect with you and get an email address to include in the blog post and podcast as well. So if people are interested in getting involved with that, because I think that sounds fabulous. I know I would love to see it where we live. Where I live here in California, we have a small airport here in our town. So I think that would be fabulous. I would love to see that, and I would love to see you go cross country doing that. I know that my kids are school-age kids, and I know that would be something that most of the school-age kids we know would be totally interested in seeing and coming to meet you, definitely. Well, that kind of brings me to the other thing I wanted to ask you about is you are also a black belt, and you're the first armless black belt in the American Taekwondo Association. So I kind of wanted to ask the same question, which is, was that something you always did? Was it something you got involved in as you were older? And how has that kind of helped you in your mindset and facing day-to-day challenges as well, being a black belt?
Oh, I started Taekwondo when I was 10, and it's still very much a part of my life. I went to class on Monday night. I'll be going to class tonight. But it's just my way of stress relief as well as fun. It ended up leading me to my husband because we share the same passion of Taekwondo. And it helped me in everyday life have the confidence and know that a huge part of self-defense is to have confidence and awareness about where I am and where I'm going. And it's just something you carry with yourself wherever you go. You carry that training, you carry that mentality, and it really, I think it eliminates you from being a potential victim when you have confidence.
The next thing I want to talk about is you wrote a book recently, Disarm Your Limits. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the book and what the experience was like writing the book, because it's basically a memoir, correct, of your life. So I'm always curious, what was it like revisiting your life, and were there any stories that didn't make it into the book that you'd want to
share? Yes. The book I just finished writing, called Disarm Your Limits, is actually a good balance of a memoir and a self-help book. So it's not just a memoir. It's very much a dynamic book in that it helps other people accomplish their own challenges or obstacles. And I did certain things in my life from childhood till adulthood and even today and now that helped me get through the day-to-day challenges or the even larger, greater goals that I set out for myself. And I talk about what helped me get through them in this book, and in hopes of helping others as well in their own challenges. We all have different obstacles in our life. And for me, I shared them in the book. Some of them that I could mention are deciding to go jump into a swimming pool at the age of 5 and wanting to learn how to swim. Then progressing to the age of 10 to the high dive at the city pool where I had swim lessons. There's so many different stories in there. I just probably wouldn't even have enough time to go into all of them. But some of them did have to, we couldn't include them all, but there is a lot in that book, in this book called Disarm Your Limits. And I hope that people can benefit from the lessons that I learned.
Definitely, and we'll also share a link to it with the podcast as well. So as well as the book, you also have a documentary that is, I believe, making the film festival circuit right now, correct? Right Footed is the name?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and the experience of making that and kind of what's on the horizon in terms of the documentary.
We started on the documentary called Right Footed about 3 years ago now, maybe a little bit more. A little more than 3 years ago, actually, and it's now finished. It's making its circuit with the film festival arena and getting out there to different film festivals. We've done the world premiere in Italy at the Mirabile Dictu Film Festival, and that was in the Vatican. And that was an incredible world premiere to go fly to Italy for that. And now we're sharing it with different film festivals around the nation. And we're excited. If you want to check it out on Facebook, where the film festivals where we'll be at and showing Right Footed. And then hopefully in a year, make it accessible to more people outside of the film festival circuit.
It sounds amazing. I look forward to being able to see it. Now, my last couple questions are my go-to questions that I like to ask every guest. So the first one of those is, what would you say is your superpower?
I love that question, visually I remember being on the playground envisioning flying high above it and not knowing that that was planting a seed. That same vision I had as a six-year-old would plant the seed to become a pilot as an adult. And that whole superpower of being able to fly, I think that's probably what a lot of people know about my life, is that dream that I had at one point to fly, and now I'm flying. But then again, I have to think more about another one, but I think I should say flying is the obvious.
You know what I have to say? I think that might be my favorite answer of all the times I've asked that question. My next question would be, what have you, based on your experiences, what have you learned about people in life?
Despite our many differences, and because I've had the great blessing and opportunity to travel abroad in different countries, 20 countries so far as a motivational speaker, I realize that despite how different we are, and it's wonderful how different we are, there are so many ways in which we are similar. We have a lot of the same dreams, the same passions, the same fear. And I think that's what unites us in that commonality. Despite how different we may look or live or have a different culture or whatever it is that sets us apart, we are very similar in so many ways.
My last question is, especially since we hope to target this podcast towards not just women but to girls looking to be inspired, what is the most important piece of advice you have for girls today?
The most important piece of advice I have for girls today would be to be confident, self-accepting of yourself. It is so hard to be confident in a world where there's so much negativity around us. But one of the greatest achievements for me is my emotional journey to self-acceptance. And with confidence, it makes you so resilient to so many things that can happen in life. And if I could go back to my younger years and tell my younger self what I know today, I would tell my younger self to be confident and accept who I am. And with that confidence will bring about so much positivity and make life a whole lot easier.
I could not agree more. I want to thank you so much for being on with us today and all your inspiring words. I look forward to seeing so much more from you in the future. And I definitely intend on sharing your contact information, website, social media stuff, and hopefully we can do what we can on our part to help make your cross-country flight happen as well. I would love to see that happen.
Well, thank you. That would be great.
Thanks again so much for being on, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, take care. Talk to you later.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the She Heroes podcast. Please join us again and don't forget to visit us on the web at www.sheheroes.org. See you next time.